This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Brent Walken, the Vice President of Colgate Mattress. Colgate Mattress was founded nearly 70 years ago on the values of integrity, loyalty, and honesty, and they remain the cornerstones of the company. Today, we'll focus on how to take some of the worries out of babies and sleep. And Mr. Walken, thanks for joining us here today.
Right. Eric, it's good to be with you.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate your time and joining us here today. So to kick things off here today, what is the one of the most worrisome parts of being a new parent? Let's start there.
Right. So for many new parents, getting their newborn to sleep is the biggest challenge. When you realize that when your infant sleeps up to 70% of the day, this can be viewed as a daunting task, and it's hard. As a parent of two children myself, I remember how overwhelmed my wife and I were when we couldn't get our little guys to sleep. And then after much trial and error, we learned how to read our baby's cues, and we looked for their signals, whether it was the sucking of a thumb or rubbing of eyes or incessant crying. Then we knew it was time to start the process of putting them to sleep.
And for any new or expecting parents tuning in today, what would be your key advice or message regarding their baby's sleep environment, which is so important?
Right. No, this is a very good time to speak about babies and sleep, as this month, September, is Baby Safety Month. And where you put your baby to sleep is all about their safety. And there's been a great deal of research and sound medical advice about how one should put a baby to sleep. And the safest way is by providing a separate space for the baby, whether it's in a crib or a bassinet. And ideally, a sleep space should be in either the parents' or caretaker's room for the first 6 months. And that's recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. We have found that keeping our young ones in our room for those first few months have helped us tremendously in setting a rhythm and the process of putting the baby to sleep. In addition to having your newborn in your room facilitates the nighttime care and encourages bonding, which is so very important in the early months. And also the crib environment itself. Nothing should go in that crib. Nothing except, I guess, the sheet that's around the mattress. You know, no blankets, no toys, no stuffed animals, nothing. Always the child should be in the crib alone with nothing there. And that prevents a lot of the medical issues that we see.
Yeah, that's certainly some good advice right there and some information I'd never heard of as well, a baby being in the crib alone and with no toys. That is really some good advice. I'm sure you've got the attention of the audience listening in today. Now, are all crib mattresses the same? And is there anything to look for specifically when shopping for a crib mattress?
Of course, taking the time to research and select a quality crib mattress is important for the safety, comfort, and overall well-being of your baby. And this is something that my family has been involved in for almost 70 years. And I'm proud to be the third generation of bringing safe crib mattresses to the market for infant and toddlers. So, but whether you're talking about sleep or any other infant topic, when it comes to selecting products for your newborn, you got to look for brands that have a proven track record and are from reputable companies with excellent customer service that are able to answer any question you might have about any really real product that you have. Another way is read the reviews that you see online and ask your friends, because many purchases in the juvenile world are made now without even going to the store because there are not many juvenile stores around. So having input from a trusted friend is worth its weight in gold. Proven products right there.
Yeah, some real good information right there, and also something to be proud of, bringing a third generation to Colgate after 70 years in business. That is pretty awesome stuff right there. Today, we're speaking with Brent Walken. He's the Vice President of Colgate Mattress. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Children's Health and Sleep Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how does a baby's body change, and will this affect the type of mattress required as well?
So infant bodies are a bit different from toddlers' bodies, as infants' bodies are still developing their bones and spines, and they require the proper support during sleep because most of that growth is done during sleep. And the firmer mattress helps support the proper development in an infant. And During sleeping periods, an infant needs that firm, flat, even surface to maximize their development. And this is particularly important when the infant becomes more active in the crib, when they start standing, when they start rolling over. They need that firm surface to provide the resistance that needs to be in the crib. And a solid mattress base provides the resistance necessary for development and strengthening their muscles. Think of it as you're walking on a wooden floor as opposed to a waterbed. And this same concept as a baby standing in the crib needs that firm surface as opposed to that soft surface. Now, toddlers, on the other hand, do not need a surface that is as firm as they continue to grow. And once they turn about maybe a year old, they'll do well with a less firm surface that provides more comfort. And that's why Colgate, our mattresses tend to feature a dual firmness, extending the usefulness of the mattress by offering a firm side for the infant and a softer side for the toddler to match your child's needs. And one more thing, it's also important for parents to check that the mattress is a JPMA, which is our Manufacturers Association, is that the product is approved by the JPMA and is CPSIA compliant, which is the government regulations that regulate our industry.
And a bit more of some good information right there. I'm sure the listeners are appreciative of your thorough response and advice in those regards. Now, are there specific materials that are used in crib mattresses, and is there anything that should be avoided when choosing a crib mattress?
Yeah, it's in our industry, a lot has been happening with development, with all sorts of things. But, you know, there are several types of crib mattresses that parents can consider. It's almost daunting. There's many safety checks in place you should always be looking for. I'm going to try to describe just a few types of mattresses from the inside out. So one thing is the innerspring mattresses. Now, innerspring mattresses are constructed with steel coils that provide support and durability. And you want to look for a crib mattress with a high coil count and gauge, which is the strength of the seal, the steel. And this indicates better quality and support. Another type of mattress is the foam crib mattresses that are lightweight and are often made from polyurethane or polyethylene-based foams. The high-density foams offer better support and longevity. And when you're looking at a foam mattress, you want to look for the mattresses that have the CertaPure/US seal. That is just, in our industry, the certified foam. As if they have that seal, that means that foam has been vetted for the harmful chemicals like formaldehyde or phthalates and flame retardants. Now, one interesting insight that we use is coconut core fiber. It's another great choice. We use a lot of it, and it's made from the coconut shells, from the husk of the coconut shells, and is 100% recyclable. Sometimes I'll put it in my garden outside when we're done using it. And as you go from the mattress, the next probably important part is the cover of the mattress. And this is where we offer a lot of choices. At Colgate, our most popular choice is organic cotton. This is due to its natural breathability and it's soft. And the mattress is grown without the use of pesticides or synthetic fertilizers, making it a safer option for your baby. Another popular feature is we have hospital grade vinyls, which may clean up a snap. You know, sometimes infant and toddlers make a mess in the crib and it's just in the middle of the night, just clean it up and be done with it. And that's what our vinyls offer. And another interesting fact is like a lot of parents ask for the green or eco-friendlier mattresses that we make. They do exist. And the term for Colgate refers to how the products are designed and manufactured with a focus of really minimizing the environmental impact. Now, those are mattresses you should consider, but you want to avoid certain mattresses as well. You want to avoid crib mattresses that are not GreenGuard certified or GreenGuard Gold certified or CertaPure US certified, as those might contain the phthalates or the flame retardants that we don't want to see anywhere near, you know, our babies. And another interesting thing at Colgate is we use a fire barrier that we feel is the safest option. And again, that's a CertaPure or GreenGuard certified gold designation within our mattresses that meet the federal flammability standards without compromising on anything, especially the safety of the mattress.
Really some good information here today, especially for those that are looking to buy a crib mattress or know someone who's looking. Really do appreciate your thorough coverage here. Tell me, as far as business is concerned, what's been your proudest moment at Colgate so far?
My proudest moment at Colgate? Oh, man. I've been here a long time. So I guess specifically my family and specifically my grandparents who, you know, began manufacturing mattresses, you know, all those years ago, 70 years ago, right here in downtown Atlanta. And they began the company with the goal of bringing quality products to market that make that customers have grown to trust and rely on. And also, I'm extremely proud of the fact that many of the team members here at Colgate itself who are involved with the manufacturing, involved in the office, involved in the customer service, have become not only part of the greater Colgate family, but feel as if they're part of my family as well. And they've been with Colgate, with the company, for decades. Another interesting thing I always like, proud moment, is we are constantly evaluating our product line, constantly introducing products that are not only safest, but cater to the needs of the modern day consumer, modern day parents.
I'm sure you have a lot more to be proud of, but certainly appreciate your joining us here today on behalf of Colgate. And like we mentioned earlier, founded nearly 7 years ago on values of integrity, loyalty, and honesty. And certainly these things remain to be the cornerstones of the company. Really appreciate the visit, Brent. And if listeners wanted to get more information on the company Colgate, where's the best place to do so?
Right. The best way is to visit our website, www.colgatekids.com, to read about the latest products we offer and know that we also have a very dedicated customer service team that is always ready to help our customers in any moments.
And of course, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Mr. Walken, all the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Brent Walken, the Vice President of Colgate Mattress. And for further details, again, visit ColgateKids.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.